This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to the U.S. Navy here in a moment. Oh, gosh, our military is in some trouble. Let's get to some emails first, though. Jesse, you read an email from a guy studying to become a teacher, and it really resonated with me. Our people must become teachers if we're ever going to fix this. Yeah, look, the truth is we need to take back the schools. That's probably the most important battle we have. That's how they eventually got everything else. They didn't just storm into corporate America. They went through the schools. Well, they knew once they got your kid, they could just filter your kid through the dirty jockstrap of communism. And by the time he's done, he'll march off to the corporate world, a card carrying commie. That's what they did. We have to seek out these positions as teachers. We do. Jesse, suggestion for the book tour. At every city, you could go to a raffle contest. Everyone who shows up throws their name in. You pick perhaps 10 to 20 people at random and then take them to dinner at the nearest Red Lobster. Dinner to be paid for by the people sponsoring the book tour. Get to hang with the fans. You all get dinner at your favorite restaurant. That's a really good idea, Chris. Why are you shaking your head? What? Oh, okay, that's kind of fair, not totally fair. Chris said you don't like lunch meetings. Now, hold on a second. We'll get to the Navy in a second. I've taken plenty of lunch meetings. The problem is, well, here's the problem. I love to eat. I really love to eat. And when I eat, I am eating for the food. I'm not eating for the ambiance. I'm not eating for the conversation. I'm eating because I'm enjoying eating. So if I take a lunch meeting, I'll be fine as long as you're not expecting me to do the load of talking. As long as you can talk. I'll listen. I'm listening while I eat my chips. You talk. I'm good. But if you're expecting me to sit there and hold court while my food gets cold, that's not going to happen at all. That'll end up being rude. So that's to be fine, Chris. I don't know what you're worried about. It'll be fine. Oh, quick update before we get to the Navy thing. Remember last night we were talking about trans-abled people, and people are now claiming disabilities. And maybe you rolled your eyes and thought that's not a thing. I'm going to play this for you. This is Dr. Phil. I want you to listen to this. This is the level of mental illness we now have in the nation. This person blinded themselves.
Do you have any regrets about taking your own vision or the process with which you did take your own vision?
I don't have any regrets taking my vision. I believe I should have been born blind, and I'm happy the way I am. I do have some regrets about the way I...
Okay, we got it. We don't need to wade any more into that insanity. Guys, I'm not going to blind myself. I'm not going to be disabled. But it's important that we pick a disability as a show that I can identify as. Quit rolling your eyes, Chris. I need some kind of disability. Maybe left-handed. That's a good one. That's maybe the worst one out there. All right, quit. Let's focus on this. Let's cover this again, the military recruitment problems. My head hurts. I'm rubbing my head. If you could see me right now, you'd know I'm rubbing my temples because what they're doing to our military is amazing. Remember, they're not destroying the military. They're building a military, a different one for a different purpose. These people are not interested in fighting foreign enemies. They are only interested in their domestic enemies. The people like... Well, you, the people who are still in the way, clinging to your freedoms, you're the one holding them back. And so they've begun a purge of the military. COVID provided a great opportunity for them to do this. Remember, we talked about the hard purge. Just, hey, take the vaccine or you get kicked out. Well, who are the people who are going to refuse? Those are going to be all Republicans. So they're gone. Bye.
And then there is the soft purge of the military. The soft purge is you just drown the people who are currently in with endless things, from classes on how to braid hair to a new gay pride parade on base to all these other things. And what you'll get is the people who aren't down with you and your agenda, the people of more traditional values, they're not going to re-up. They're not going to re-enlist. They're going to walk away. So that's part of the soft purge. Good. Your enemies are removing themselves. Another huge part of the soft purge is that super stud, that country boy with traditional values who knows how to camp, hunt, and fish and everything else. He's not going to join. He will not serve a regime this evil. He'll go do something else. Well, if you're a communist building up a military that will attack its own citizens, that's a win for you. You can't have that guy joining. You need him not to join. So that's a win. Remember, they're not destroying it by accident. They're destroying it on purpose. Now, if you'd like evidence of this, here's one for you. Recruitment numbers are in free fall. It is at a crisis level. It's actually worse than it's being reported. And I know this from all the guys I know on the inside who are in. It is a crisis level of recruitment. The units now do not have enough people in them. You have Ranger units without enough men in them. It's really, really bad. So it's only gotten this bad ever since the endless commie push out there. Everything has to be gay. Whitey sucks. All these things. That's really, really killed recruitment. The numbers are in free fall now. Now, if you were in the military, let's say right now you said, when I said the destruction is intentional and that they're building one for their own purposes, maybe you thought I was being crazy or being too over the top. Ah, that's just, you're doing that for radio. Maybe that's what you thought. Okay. Well, they just pushed all the Rainbow Warrior stuff and they killed recruiting, and they know that's what killed recruiting. Do you want to know what the newest recruitment push is? U.S. Navy used drag queen influencer to attract a wide range of new recruits as recruitment plummets. So the Navy is well aware that they need that kid who grew up in California in the ocean. He's been lifting weights, playing football his whole life, super in shape, loves his country, goes to church on Sunday, believes in God. They know that they need that guy in the U.S. Navy. You need that guy on ship. You need a ship full of that guy, actually. They know that. And they know for a fact that that guy's not going to join to fight for the U.S. of gay. I'm still just blown away. I don't know a single veteran friend of mine who is now pushing his children to join. Most of them are telling their children not to. That is unbelievable. I've never seen that before. So they know they need that kid. They know that kid's not joining. They know why he's not joining. And in response to that, they went and found a drag queen who's currently in the Navy. Yes, this is something we allow now. They went and found a drag queen with a stage name of Harpy Daniels, and that is their new recruiting push. Now, do you believe me when I tell you they're building a military? They're not destroying one. Oh, they are destroying one for the things you want. Their endless green push, their endless LGBTQ push. This is creating a military that will not be able to fight China. We're creating a Navy that won't be able to hold China off. We already have shown we're not willing to hold Iran off. So yeah, for anything you want, they're destroying that Navy. But for them, they're not destroying, they're building. They are building a military that will be full of people who will go hurt whoever the regime tells them to hurt. And so let me ask you, if you're some young man out there or young woman and a drag queen is what influences you to join the Navy, how disposed do you think that person's going to be to attacking someone like you in the coming years when the regime tells them to? Does that sound like the type of person who's probably going to be more than willing to attack you for your values of hate? Oh, yeah, they will, and they'll think they're the good guy. They're not destroying the military. They are building a military. Let's move on from that, because we have Jill Biden stuff. We have emails. Jill Biden is a horrific human being and an elder abuser. And Anthony Blinken is a big fat liar, but they all are. All that and more is still to come. Before we get to any of that, let's get to this. Let's get to the fact our dogs have health problems. And that, look, your dog's going to have health problems. My dog, Fred's going to have health problems. That's inevitable. But I think we don't want to know how many of these health problems could have been avoided if we ever gave our dogs nutrition. We just have kind of accepted as a society, oh, he's going to die at 10. Why do you have to accept that? If we would give our dogs real nutrition, our dogs would live longer and live healthier for longer. That's why I love Rough Greens. It's not a replacement for your dog's food, but it's a supplement you pour on your dog's food. Do you have a hyperactive dog? A lethargic dog? Is your dog's coat not as shiny as it was? How are the eyes, joints? Well, your dog's never had nutrition. Give your dog vitamins and minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes. Have that dog stick around a while longer. Sound good? I don't know about you. I want that big fluffy idiot Fred to stick around a lot longer. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse because they're giving out free Jumpstart trial bags. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. All right. Remember the other day when we were talking about these people, the Bidens, the people in charge of this country, how their soul, if you took them open, if you could open up their soul, you wouldn't even recognize it as human. Well, I've got another example of that. Hang on.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, you can download the whole show if you miss up any of it. Although I know you'd never miss even a single word, any of these genius things I say. So if you do, you can catch the whole thing. It's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Just go. They podcast the whole thing after the thing is done. And now maybe you're sitting there. Maybe you're stressing about the second largest bank failure in American history and you're worried about the financial system. Don't worry about it. Biden is honest.
Regulators have taken action to facilitate the sale of First Republic Bank and ensure that all depositors are protected and the taxpayers are not on the hook. These actions are going to make sure that the banking system is safe and sound.
Yeah, they're all over it. It's fine. It's no big deal. The federal government just seized a bank and then handed it to an even bigger bank. I don't know what you're worried about. Gosh. Hi, Jesse. I heard you ask people living in far more dangerous areas like New York City, who did you vote for? A number of times. Excellent work. I've been living in Los Angeles County 28 years, and recently residents of Malibu have been reporting a lot more crime. Of course, Malibu is notoriously liberal. You're 100% right in asking people who keep complaining the areas they live in aren't as safe as they used to be. Who did you vote for? Keep asking tough questions like this. Look, we ask this not because it's fun to be a jerk, although I have a blast being a jerk. We ask this question because people have, especially people who vote Democrat now, especially older Democrats, they have divorced their own actions from what's happening. They've completely divorced it. And I actually feel sympathy for older Democrats because tradition is a powerful thing. Mom always voted Democrat. Dad always voted Democrat. You grow up, you were voting JFK, even Bill Clinton. That's just, you voted Democrat every single time. It's what you did. It's what you do. It's what things are. But it is important that they wake up and realize there aren't any Democrats anymore. There are none. I'm not telling you to love the scumbag Republicans. Democrats don't exist anymore. There are full-blown communists now trying to burn the country to ash. So they use it as this built-in excuse, and they genuinely don't know. Well, I went down and voted Democrat, and then the next day, oh, this crime around here. Oh, there's so much crime. Unless you and I are willing to bring their choices in front of their faces when they complain, they'll never put two and two together. They just want, human beings won't. They don't. They have to be told to. The bottom line. Joe Biden told Joe Biden to run for re-election. and I'm not going to dwell on this because I've gone off on this before, and it's just, I don't need to belabor the point, but I will tell you this. I am the furthest thing in the world from husband of the year. I'll tell you that much. But if you have a spouse, think about your husband. Think about your wife right now. Think about how you would act if, let's say you got a big party on Friday night. You have a big party, right? And maybe there's going to be alcohol at that party. Maybe your spouse, maybe your wife, maybe your husband shows up at that party and for whatever reason didn't eat enough, didn't control themselves, had way too much to drink, and started stumbling around the party, slurring their words, embarrassing themselves. What would you do? Husband, wife? Exactly right, Chris. You'd snatch them up and take them home. Why? That's your spouse. You don't want them to be embarrassed in front of other people. You don't want them to wake up, feel humiliated. Oh my gosh, what did I do? I'm so embarrassed. I can't ever show my face again. And you're mindful of them. So you wouldn't allow that to happen. Joe Biden has dementia. Joe Biden routinely embarrasses himself in front of the entire planet. I brought up a neighborhood party a second ago to you, and I saw you sitting there nodding your head. Of course I'd snatch him up and take him home. Of course I wouldn't. Joe Biden, he does the drunk stumble every time he opens his mouth, only instead of it just being your 15 neighborhood friends, he does it in front of 7 billion people. He does this every day, and his wife doesn't give a crap.
And the cheer for Muslim, we cheer for Muslim athletes like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
His wife doesn't care at all. Life is so good being first lady, flying on Air Force One, Secret Service everywhere, these fancy foreign trips where you get to feel like Johnny Big Shot, meeting this prime minister here, this king there, staying at the finest hotels, the best food. It must be a really good life, because I can't imagine what it would take for me to allow my spouse to be embarrassed in front of the entire planet. You wouldn't allow your spouse to be embarrassed in front of one person. Jill Biden is so subhuman, such a sociopath, so selfish. She encourages her husband to do it in front of the world. To say nothing of the fact, his physical health. People with dementia need a rest, calm environment. They need a rest. They need an environment that promotes calm. Stress makes everything worse for them. Anyone who's ever had to deal with this terrible disease knows. They need calm. They need rest. Jill Biden intentionally keeps her husband in the most stressful job on the planet so she can keep being first lady. Now, do you know what I mean when I say if you could look inside their souls, there's just nothing there? That's crazy to me. Gosh. All right. Let's talk about this Blinken stuff and get to some emails, and let's talk about Tunnel to Towers and why they're the best thing ever. Have you heard of the Do Good Village or Let Us Do Good Village? Let me tell you what this thing is. It's the coolest freaking thing ever. I'm going to see it one day. It's in Lando Lakes, Florida. And what they did was somebody donated the land, and Tunnel to Towers decided they're going to build an entire community for catastrophically injured veterans and Gold Star families and families of first responders who are dead. So the families, it's not just that they get a home, a paid off home in this community. It's a community of like-minded people who are going through similar struggles where they can support each other. That's what your $11 a month does. You're changing people's lives, Chris.
Changing people's lives.
That's what your $11 a month does. T2T.org. Sign up to give automatically. You'll never know it's gone. And every single month you will do good helping these families heal as much as they can possibly heal. How about that? T2T.org. Anthony Blinken, Russian disinformation. Next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
I'm gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'll tell you what I've been doing a lot lately. Smoking queso. No, not like Hunter Biden smokes things.
the smoker, see, I'm what you might call a bit of a pit master. What, Chris? I'm what you call a pit master. And as a pit master, I have one of the pellet smokers. That's what only the best, only the top tier barbecue people in the nation use pellet smokers. And since I have a pellet smoker,
I've been smoking some things. And of course, smoked queso is the most delicious freaking thing ever. Chris, you would love it, although I'm not sure you could. Actually, you could have eaten this. Okay, I know you can have. Well, you probably couldn't have had this. Let me explain. So this is what I did with the smoked queso. I took one of those foil pans, and I bought a bunch of already cubed Gouda cheese in the store, and I dropped that in there. And then, of course, I took the greatest cheese ever, Velveeta, and I chopped up a block of Velveeta in blocks and dropped that in the pan. Then I took a diced onions from the grocery store, dumped the diced onions in there, bought a thing of diced jalapenos, pickled jalapenos, and I dropped them in there. But this is what would have screwed you, Chris. I then went and got the beef chorizo. But I know you people can eat beef and you can eat cheese, but you can't eat it together. I did go with the beef, so I didn't do pork, but I did beef chorizo. And I browned that real quick on the griddle, and I dumped that in the foil pan, chucked it all in the smoker for a couple hours. You got to stir it after like an hour. Dude, greatest thing ever. So, look, Pitmaster Jesse's out here helping people, Chris. What, Chris? What do you mean I can't cook anything else? I've made world-famous cheeseburgers. I smoked chicken there. I smoked chicken one time and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was not bad. So look, okay, I'm a pit master with one money recipe. I'll be soon adding another. That means I'll be twice as good as I am now. I don't know how to make brisket, Chris. Okay. I don't know how to make brisket. I'm working on it. I love this. So Anthony, I keep calling him Anthony. Oh, it's a stupid name anyway. So Anthony Blinken. He's Secretary of State. Why is he Secretary of State? Is it because he's qualified? No, it's not because he's qualified. He's Secretary of State because while Joe Biden was running for office, Joe Biden ran into a problem. What was that problem? The problem was Biden has been running a crime family for a long time. And when I say crime family, this is what I mean. We have all this stuff documented by now. Joe Biden's family figured out a long time ago that they would be able to use Joe Biden's political positions of power to gain things they should never have been able to gain. Business deals, sweetheart loans, blatant payoffs. Look, the Hunter Biden getting a corporate board job on an energy company when he has no energy experience. That's a great example. That's how the Biden crime family's always worked. Now, remember, in a crime family like this, Joe Biden's getting a cut. On Hunter Biden's own laptop, it said 10% for the big guy. And we have testimony of one of his business partners, Tony Bobulinski, who said the big guy's Joe Biden. So Joe Biden, he gets to wet his beak, as the mobsters would call it. He gets 10% of everything. Everything. Everything goes, 10% goes to Joe. That's why he's rich. They've been running this scheme for the longest time. And then he decided he wanted to be president. Well, the problem was his dirtball son, Hunter Biden, not only commits a variety of crimes, not just financial crimes, drug crimes, women crime. Well, we're not going to go into all the details of it. Crimes of the not PG nature. Commits a bunch of crimes. Hunter Biden not only commits crimes, Hunter Biden has a bizarre obsession with recording on video every crime he's ever committed. And then never even deleting them. I don't know what would prompt you to record your crimes anyway, but he not only records them, he uploads them all into his laptop. So, but that's not the best part. Hunter Biden will then take the laptop with said crimes on them. This is just so great. He will take the laptop with said crimes on them, and he will take it down to a computer repair shop because apparently there's too much porn on the laptop and it had to go get repaired. He will drop the evidence of his crimes off at a computer repair shop and then never come back for it. And those shops all have rules. If you leave this here for so long, it becomes our property. That kind of, they all have rules. They all do. So that turned out to be a problem for Joe because he wanted to be president. And now the FBI, well, the FBI, they ran cover for Joe Biden as much as possible. They ran to the social media companies and told them to censor it. Why? Because the FBI had a problem. The New York Post and other outlets got information about the laptop. They actually got the laptop themselves, and now they were getting ready to run some nasty hits on Joe Biden. Hits that prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, Joe Biden is a criminal. Hunter Biden is a criminal. These are people who are so compromised. There's such blackmail fodder there. They should never be allowed within 100 yards of Washington, D.C. That's how dirty and compromised these people are. So what did he do? Did Joe Biden drop out of the way race? Resign in disgrace? I apologize for my crimes and my sins. No, 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 of course not. That's not how it works when you're part of the system. He just went and grabbed his good friend Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken, who then went and tracked all the pieces of trash who work in our intelligence industry, and he found 41, what does it matter? He went and tracked down a lot of former spies to falsely claim that this was Russian disinformation. All this came from Antony Blinken. As a result, good little boy Blinken got made into being Secretary of State, which is a really, really, really big deal. That's the kind of thing they put on your tombstone. Of course, Blinken is denying all this.
I want to ask about the letter that was written concerning Hunter Biden's laptop. They said it was, you know, Russian disinformation. Can you explain what your role was in that and if you incentivized it?
Well, first, one of the great benefits of this job is that I don't do politics and don't engage in it. But with regard to that letter, wasn't my idea, didn't ask for it, didn't solicit it, and I think the testimony that the former deputy director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, put forward confirms that.
You gotta love these people, right? I don't do politics. And this is a great lesson for all of us, myself included, about a tactic the communists uses. Always, always, always be updating yourself. I always have to update myself on their tactics so we can recognize them and defeat them right away. A prime tactic the communists uses in this nation is saying his clearly political agenda is not political and accusing you of making it political whenever you bring it up. On your kid's little league team, the fruitcake mom in the stands, she wants them to hang a pride flag in the dugout. And you step in and say, no, we're not doing that. It's a little league game. She immediately starts screaming, you don't have to be political about it. That's what they do. They do it to great effect, and it's all designed to silence and shame you because you don't want to make it political, right? They all do this. This is a tactic they are taught as Democrats from a very early age. The things they want, all their political things, none of them are political. That's just the right thing to do. You trying to stop any of it? That's you being political. Well, I don't get to engage in politics here. You do. You did it. You're dirty, and you'll get away with it, though, just like the rest of these people do. Let's get to some emails and have a frank discussion about our power grid and a frank discussion about where we're going economically, because I'm looking at three different headlines. One says job openings fall to the lowest level since April of 2021. The other one says the banking system is safe after the second largest bank failure in U.S. history. The other one says 14 million jobs are going to be gone by 2027. I don't know. Do you think you should maybe get some gold? Maybe some silver? Do you see what's happening out there right now? It's time to get precious metals in your IRA and 401k because you busted your butt your whole life to earn a retirement. Don't let these pieces of trash destroy it. Oxford Gold will weave gold and silver in your IRA and 401k, and they're straight up about it. They're real laid back. I love that. They will send gold and silver coins to your front door. Do that as well. I hope the day never comes where you need it, but let's be honest. Either you, your kids, or their kids are going to need it one day. That's just the way life goes. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold will handle everything for you. Tell them I told you to call. They'll take care of you. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to get to our power grid here in just a second. But first, I want to churn through some emails tonight. Remember, you can email the show your love, your hates, your death threats. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hey, Jesse, just wanted to say how much I appreciate you and your show. Keep up the good work. I'm also gay, but very conservative. There are a few of us out there that still have a brain and actually use it. Yeah, dude, I don't care what you do. I don't care what you do. No one cares about that stuff until you went after the kids with it. No, I'm not saying you, because you obviously didn't, but until that movement turned into a movement that was wholly focused on children, no one really cared. That was maybe something we should have all seen coming. Should have saw that coming. We didn't. But that was when people started caring. Yeah, dude, I don't care. Got enough of my own problems. Dr. Jesse, I was talking with some of my younger colleagues about people not having children, and they said people are worried about the world they're bringing those children into. There is hopelessness. It made me sad. We need hope. When our youth is taught that everything sucks, they start to believe it. Look, let's piggyback on that for a moment. When our youth is taught that everything sucks, our youth today, they're not taught that they are special. They're not taught that accomplishment is a thing. They're taught that nothing matters. It doesn't matter whether you're skinny or fat. It doesn't matter whether you get good grades or bad grades. None of it matters because America's terrible and meaningless. And this is contributing to young people going into this weird LGBTQ become a furry thing. Because if you don't like who you are, you will want to change who you are. For better or for worse. I've had plenty of times in my life where I have not liked who I was, and I embarked to change that now. Thankfully, I never went that route, but look, it's why I joined the Marines. After 1 year of college, 0.0 GPA the first semester. That's real. I'm not making that up. I didn't like who I saw in the mirror. I thought I was a lazy, immature young man who needed some growing up, and I've always admired the military, mainly the Marines. I spent my whole childhood reading about it, and I wanted to go see what I was made of, see if I was a tough guy. I wanted to go make myself better. People will embark on self-improvement campaigns if they don't like who they are. Well, kids today, because we've watered down, for a bunch of different reasons, we've watered down everything, and we don't talk about accomplishment at all or competition at all. They don't end up liking themselves. And this is a mistake parents make. And I'm not exactly some world-class parent, but it's a mistake I see parents make a lot. We want our kids to love themselves. We want them to be confident, don't we? You do, I do, we all do. And we think love is what will give them that confidence. If we just tell them we love them enough, if we just tell them we're proud of them enough, then they'll eventually love themselves. That's not how that works. If you want your child to have confidence, there is only one thing that gives a human being confidence. There's not a second one. You know what gives people confidence? Going through hard things and coming out the other side, period. There's no such, I got parents emailing all the time and kids, hey, I want to be more confident, or people think I'm really confident, which is translated to cocky. I know what you're saying, but people think I'm cocky or confident. How do you do that? What gives you confidence? I only have confidence because I've been through hard things and came out the other side. That's what'll do it. Get your kid in competitions. Get your kid in sports. Know everybody loves it. Know everybody gets a trophy. Crap. Allow your child to go through something hard and come out the other side. And that doesn't mean your child has to be a freaking star athlete. Neither of my kids are. Neither of my kids are going to be getting any college scholarships anytime soon. I promise you that. But still, they show up. Butterflies in the stomach. Practice. They're sweating. They're tired. It's hard. Their friends who aren't in sports, they go home after school. They go home, play video games. My kid barely gets home in time to do his homework, has to take a shower, collapsed in bed. My oldest last night, we have him with a strength and conditioning coach right now because he's really starting to become a runner. I mean, he's not bad at all doing track and field and cross country. So we got him getting stronger. He's 14, getting stronger. He came home last night. I made him two world-famous Jesse Kelly cheeseburgers last night. Shut up, Chris. He sat there so exhausted, he just inhaled both of them without really talking. And then at about 7:30,
went and collapsed in his bed and passed out and went to sleep. That's good. They need to be challenged. They need to sweat and be tired. And that doesn't have to be sports. It could be other forms of competition. Dance, freaking chess team. I don't care what it is. They need to experience hardship and they need to experience failure. We don't allow them to experience failure. I want my kid to lose. I know that sounds terrible, but I don't want my kid to be, I just mentioned track. I don't want him to be a superstar right now. No, he's getting up there. He'll get in some race with 80 people in it and he's starting to be 14, 15th. He's creeping towards that top 10. He'll be really good, I assume, at some point. But I'm glad I'm glad he got to experience 60th. I'm glad I got to see the hurt on his face when you look around and think, gosh, that sucked. I suck. I need to do better. That hurts. Because now 14th feels a whole lot better. And then soon that turns into fifth. They need to experience suffering and pain within reason. Obviously, we don't want to ruin their lives, but they need to go through this. They need to do things that are hard, that make them miserable. We'll have more confident, better kids on the other end. As far as people feeling hopeless goes, and using that as a reason to not have kids, the good people have to have kids now. Or adopt kids, or both, whatever. But we need the good people to reproduce. I know this sounds a little on the nose, but we've got to outbreed these people. We do! We've got to outbreed these people. We need you. We need you having 2-3 kids, 4-5, 6. Shoot, go for a 10 spot. Sometimes I wish I'd gone for a 10 spot. I've been honest about the fact that I wish we hadn't stopped at 2. We did it because we had our oldest, happy, healthy. Then we had a miscarriage, which was freaking horrible. And then we had our youngest. And after the miscarriage, the youngest coming out happy and healthy, we decided, okay, we're not taking another chance. We're done. And if I had to do that over again, I'd probably do it differently. Either way, we need you to breed. Get married. Stay married. Start making babies, all right? You might even find yourself enjoying it. Not just the making part of it. Raising them's a blast, too. All right, that's enough. And let's make sure we're giving to preborn. Part of being pro-life is making sure scared young women who are about to make a horrible decision that will haunt them the rest of their lives, it's about helping them see the truth. Preborn isn't out there screaming at people, berating people. Preborn's out there offering a scared young woman who's going in for an abortion. They're out there offering her an ultrasound. That's all it takes. You know that? That's all it takes. She goes in, she lays down, and she hears that heartbeat of her baby inside of her, and instantly she becomes a mom. She's no longer a young lady with a clump of cells to dump. She's a mom with a baby. That's the ultimate pro-life, isn't it? $28 buys that ultrasound. Your $28 saves a life. Wait till you get the emails they'll send you. I have all these emails from you of you crying when you get their emails. It's freaking wonderful. Life-changing. Preborn.com/Jesse. Shoot, give $28,000 if you can. It's all tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Sponsored by Preborn.
This is an iHeart podcast.